SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with the composer and conductor Lynn Williams. Lynn Williams is the creator and driving force behind the Gondwana Voices, Sydney Children's Choir, and Gondwana Indigenous Choir. Her work has been recognized for transforming Australia's choral landscape, harnessing in the last 30 years the musical power of young voices, in particular Indigenous forces. And Lynn Williams has just been named recipient of the prestigious 2021 Sir Bernard Hinds Memorial Award. Now, first of all, congratulations, Lynn, for this prestigious award.
Thank you very much, Bertrand.
And welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, what does this mean to you? Because you've received so many awards, prestigious awards, and this is another one. Acknowledging a wonderful career, especially also working with the Indigenous communities.
Yes, thank you. It's a great honour to receive this award because it's, I guess I look at it as a recognition that young people who are singing through choral music can really achieve those levels of high professionalism and can be out there performing professionally as young singers, and that it's a recognition of the artistry of young people, and it's possible because the previous award winners have been working very much with, you know, with musicians and at the professional level.
And you work with children. This is one other thing that characterizes a career that's so exceptional, working with children. How did you start working, especially with Indigenous children, and what does this mean to you, bringing them, exposing them to your level of musicality and that?
The first group of children I worked with was the Sydney Children's Choir. And back in 2008, I think it was, we did a collaboration with children in the Torres Strait. And it was an absolute eye-opener to me, you know, the level of talent that was on display. In 2011, I decided to go to Cairns on a regular basis, where I set up the Gondwana Indigenous Children's Choir. And of course, you know, we set the bar really high, and the children, given the opportunities, just ran with it and have been able to achieve absolutely remarkable things. And from that has grown also our group, Malia, which also includes young women who have been in the choir and have now gone on to all sorts of study in music and medicine and law and all sorts of things, but are still singing and, you know, touring Australia and really wowing audiences. So, yeah, that's how it's all grown.
Yeah, and how does being part of a choir inspire them that they've gone on to accomplish to get high accomplishments in other areas of their lives? Has being part of a choir been like a stepping stone?
Music's a wonderful thing that unites people, and we're able to sing together. And there's, when you get up in front of an audience and they are clearly moved, there's a tremendous power that the incredible work that you've put in, and it's very much a long-term thing, you know, building to a performance and working together and building your skills over years. And I've had young choristers say to me, you know, because I was in the choir, I realised how that if you work hard over a long period of time, you can really achieve something special. And I've been able to use that in all areas of my lives. And all the young people, I mean, so many young people that have worked through the choirs have said that. So it's the music itself, which in itself is a wonderful reward. But it's also that sense of working together and really striving for something over an extended period, which so many of them seem to recognise.
Music, as you practice it and work with these young people, is also a way of preserving their culture and language.
Yes. So within the choir, I mean, there are two aspects. Here in Cairns, the children have said that they feel that probably their most significant responsibility is in preservation of language and culture. And we work with people in our regions, Yidinji people and Jabukai, and work with elders and cultural custodians to develop new songs that are going to suit the choir and then to sing those and to develop these new works. So, for instance, when we weren't able to perform through COVID,
yeah, yeah,
we created a really beautiful video called Birinyi, based on a Yidinji story, you know, which is essentially a barrier reef creation story, also about the stingray and everything, and to have that connection to the land around us and to the stories. And also many of the children in the choir have Torres Strait heritage, so we do a great deal of singing of Torres Strait songs also. So it's such a privilege, and we all know it's a great privilege, and it just gives us such a wonderfully rich repertoire of songs to sing.
The Great Barrier Reef Malia creation, can you tell us a little bit more about this one? Because it included not just children, but also indigenous women from Cairns and all the way up to the Pilbara.
That Barrier Reef story is the one I've been telling you about.
Yeah.
And Malia is a group, they're actually Cairns-based singers, that they come from our Indigenous Children's Choir. They're the group that I was just talking about,
who
sing these Pilbara stories, because with Felix Rebol, we've had this association with the Yindjibarndi community in the Pilbara. And this work, Spinifex Gum, which is a major work which includes all these different songs, tells a lot of stories of that region. Malia is a Yindjibarndi word which means bush honey. And the girls took it on. They thought that you know, they liked the way that described them and the feelings they have towards each other, all singing together as friends.
So
together with Spinifex Gum, they've been able to perform at the Adelaide Festival, the Perth Festival, at the Garma, at the National Indigenous Music Awards, and they're telling these Pilbara stories, and it's a fantastic sort of across Australia collaboration.
Yeah, and you've been running the Gondwana Choirs for the last 31 years. Where do you get the energy?
Through the young people.
Yeah.
They, you know, if they're always feeding you this incredible energy and joy and, you know, this desire to do things really, really well, you know, that's where the energy comes from then.
Yeah. And again, the name Gondwana, why that name?
When we first had our very first National Australian Children's Choir, which was called Gondwana Voices, we needed a name which sort of suggested something across the continent. And of course, Gondwana, I think it's in fact originally a Sanskrit word from that great supercontinent that existed.
Yeah, it's mythical.
It was before they all sort of split apart. So it included parts of all the great sort of southern continents, which included, you know, parts of India even, just before they all sort of split off into the different continents as they exist today. So it was about sort of covering this vast area, and that's where Gondwana came from.
Yeah, and I see that some of your work is inspired by the voices in a children's Finnish choir. How does that fit in our Australian and Indigenous context?
Oh, well, for my very first choir, I first became inspired to create choirs when I heard a Finnish choir called the Tapiola Choir, which was a choir that was formed in the very early 60s. And I grew up as a harp player. I played the harp in various orchestras and things.
Yeah.
And I heard this sound and I was absolutely overwhelmed by the beauty and purity of children's voices, and that's what inspired me. And then we had, you know, various collaborations over the years with choirs in Finland, and then eventually choirs all over the world. And in fact, one of my great post-COVID desires is to create a collaboration between First Nations children's choirs across the world. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Now, before I let you go, what message would you like to put out there, or anything we haven't covered you'd like to add to the conversation?
Well, I think what we need to do moving into the future is really listen to what young people have to say. They very often have very important messages, and through singing, I think that their voice is amplified. It helps people really connect and listen to what young people have to say.
Lynn Williams, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And again, congratulations for this tremendous milestone.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.